Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about, is it civil war in Ducati after the Pecco and Marc Marquez incident in Sunday's Portuguese Grand Prix at Portimão? Now, there has been so much social media stuff going on about this, you know, news agencies saying it's civil war, and it's the start of the civil war between Pecco and Marc Marquez. And, you know, I can understand why people would think that Pecco was 100% at fault. And I can also understand why people would think Marc is also at fault. And if you watch it from the outside, as in you are looking in at turn five, it does look like Pecco dives in and pushes Marc off. However, if you watch it from the reverse angle, as in head on towards the bikes, you will see that Marc runs wide and tries to cut back to a late apex. But Pecco is already in there. Now, these two are, in my view, extremely tenured riders in the MotoGP class. If there is a gap there, one of them is definitely going to go for it. And for me, I called it on the day. I still believe it is a racing incident. And there's not a lot that will change my mind on that. You know, if you do look at how the incident happened, Marc went in on a tighter line, ran wide. Pecco took his normal racing line. And they met in the middle. Very similar to what happened between Pecco and Maverick Vinales in Le Mans. They met in the middle of the corner. So when I look at it like this, is it really civil war? No, it's not. It's a racing incident that both riders believe that the other one was at fault. Now, there's people quoting what Marc said, that Ducati have the telemetry and, you know, they know that it was Pecco's fault. And I'll disagree with this in the way that when the team managers were called down to the steward's office and when they were coming back, they had very grumpy faces on it. Now, Davide Tardazzi is one of the people that wears his heart on his sleeve. And if he was going in there believing Pecco was at fault or was going to get penalized and came out with no penalty or whatsoever, he would have been a very happy and smiley boy. So I do believe that there is a difference of opinion. I do not think it is civil war. There's also a lot to be said for Marc. And, you know, people are saying that, and which is true, that Marc had the best seat in the house watching Pedro Acosta and Pecco battle. And every time that Pecco was passed by Acosta, Pecco would snap back immediately. Until the last time that Acosta passed him, you know, Acosta showed him the edge of the track and put a little bit of manners on him. Marc should have instinctively known, shit, I've gone wide, Pecco is going to come in the inside. He didn't change his line either. Now, as I said in the podcast, they are right in the belly of that turn. And you have no idea, unless you've ridden that track, how exactly that belly of the turn is. It is like a gully that you go into. So Marc probably couldn't change his line. And this is where why I put no blame on either rider. Pecco saw a gap, he went for it. Marc tried to go for a late apex, couldn't turn out of it. But I can guarantee you, they both were not looking at each other. Pecco wasn't there saying, I'm going to ram this motherfucker. And we do know with the stewards how inconsistent they've been over the years. You know, if you even blew on another person's bike, or if you touched another person, they were handing out penalties left, right and center. And the fact that this was deemed as a racing incident, I 100% agree for a change with the stewards on this. Not that it's Joe favoring Pecco over Marquez. Listen, lads, they were battling for fourth and fifth place. they weren't fucking there. They weren't fucking on it for the day, Joe. It's measly few points that they were battling for. I know points equal prizes, but at the end of the day, you know, it wasn't something, it wasn't the podium. It wasn't the first place. It wasn't the second place. And they were going as hard at it as that. For me, I still say it, and I agree with Crayfair as well on this. This was two lads racing hard and met in the middle looking at the same piece of tarmac. But I would definitely love to know your comments. What do you think of the crash? What do you think of the steward's decision? And do you think either rider could have done anything different to not have that impact? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.